The 212 high schools in Alaska fall into one of four classifications for basketball, 1A through 4A, depending on student enrollment. The system has remained unchanged for nearly three decades. Schools with up to 50 students fall under the 1A classification. Schools from 51 to 100 students are in 2A. Schools with 101 up to 400 are in 3A, and schools larger than 400 are in 4A. Alaska School Activities Association Executive Director Gary Matthews says an ASAA committee began a review of the classification system several years ago because of some inequities in the system.
There are some schools right on the borders who are constantly having to play schools way, way higher than they are, way much larger, and it's not fair for them. And some of those schools were the smallest 4A schools like Houston and Homer and Skyview, which were barely above 400, but were playing schools as, you know, 4A had no limit, up as high as 2,300. And there were some other schools that were very near the bottom of the 3A, specifically Nenana and Susitna Valley, which asked to be removed from conferences because the schools they were playing in their conferences were of the very largest 3As, and those two small schools weren't competitive. And so this kind of prompted this review again.
The committee recommended changes to the classifications, and in December, the ASAA Board of Directors approved new numbers that go into effect in a year and a half. 1A schools will be allowed up to 60 students. 2A schools would range from 61 up to 150. 3A would range from 151 up to 500, and 4A would be larger than 500. Boys basketball coach Rick Brock says it's not a good change for Petersburg.
You know, they're splitting our conference into two pieces, the four Wrangell, Metlakatla, Craig, and Haynes would be the 2A schools, and then us and Mount Edgecombe and Sitka would be 3A schools. So you're taking a really good conference and dividing it in half. I don't see any, you know, financially trying to schedule games. I mean, there's all sorts of pieces that are going to complicate things for us. So it's not a good situation for Petersburg and for the rest of Southeast basketball.
Brock's brother, girls basketball coach Dino Brock, says he'd like to keep the Southeast classification the way it is now.
It would make tough decisions for us. Do we continue to play the same schedule that we have, knowing that we should be playing against bigger schools because those are the ones that we would be playing if we get to state, or, you know. So it would... Economically or competition-wise, it's really going to change what we have to do.
For decades, Petersburg and Wrangell have enjoyed a fierce rivalry, and each school has hosted a homecoming series against the nearby neighbor. That could change if Wrangell is in 2A and Petersburg remains in 3A. But putting the competition aside, there's also the cost of travel. Petersburg's only other conference rivals under the new system would be in Sitka, one of the most costly and longest trips for Petersburg teams traveling in the region. Superintendent Rob Thomason asked Petersburg School Board this month to pass a resolution opposing the change.
Mount Edgecombe and Sitka are great schools, wonderful people. Nothing against them. That's not intended. It's just that it's a long ways to go. It's hard to get there, and our traditional rivalries no longer exist except in informal games.
The board passed the resolution unanimously. It asked the ASAA board to hold a formal public hearing on the rationale behind the change. It also affects the volleyball program in Petersburg. The ASAA's Matthews says the decision was not made lightly.
When you start moving numbers around, there always will be some schools which will be at the very edge of those numbers, either the top end or the bottom end. Petersburg has been one of the larger 3A schools. In fact, other than Mount Edgecombe, and Sitka, of course, was a 4A for years. Other than Mount Edgecombe, Petersburg has been the largest 3A school for years in Southeast.
There's a couple more twists to the story. Schools are always allowed to opt up and play in a higher classification. In fact, recent years have seen schools like Craig and Metlakatla opting to play in 3A, and many of the smallest schools in the region have opted to play in 2A, despite qualifying for a lower classification. And Petersburg may not be long for the 3A classification anyway. The change does not take effect until the 2012-2013 school year. And next year, PHS is projecting to have just 154 students. If the trend of declining enrollment continues, Petersburg could fall below the 150-student cutoff to qualify as a 2A school. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.